It's easy to think the worst. While many people claim to be optimists, what sells newspapers and TV ads is gossip and bad news. Just watch any news cycle, and all we'll see is a majority spent on bad news and people arguing in unhelpful ways. It's not new. As Americans, we can read about old election cycles and see that it was just as nasty back then, maybe even more so than it is today. The scriptures today tell us that it's all been the same since the beginning of the foundation of the world. As humans, we have a tendency to think the worst. Pope Francis, on repeated occasions, has said that the most destructive sin in the church is gossip. So while we can certainly see that the world is far from perfect today, we also know that it's been imperfect since the fall. Each generation believes that they are living in the worst time because each generation can only see what is right in front of them. It's a sad thing to think about. We can see how destructive this attitude can be. We have all experienced times when people seem to be after us. We can all think on times when we were the target of gossip, maybe even lies. It's hard during those times not to be vengeful. We want God to deliver us from the wicked, and we want the wicked to suffer. We can even hear this vengefulness in the Old Testament reading in the Psalm today. The person is being gossiped about and is the target of people. They try and trap him at every turn. And so the writer seeks justice. He asks God to be his champion. He doesn't ask to be the one to bring them down, but he sure does want to witness their fall. I think we can all relate. But the trap that we can fall into is to become vengeful people. We can rejoice when our enemies or persons we don't like suffer. While we might like to see it in the back of our head, we know deep down that that's wrong. We want God to deliver us from the wicked, but we want the wicked to suffer. But this attitude takes a turn when we get to the New Testament. No longer are we talking about other people's sins. Now we're talking about our own sins, our own personal sins. When it comes to our own sins, we can easily excuse them. We can find good reasons that people should forgive us. That's why Christ gives us the golden rule. But along with the golden rule, Jesus also tells us to love God above all else. Because before God, we are all guilty. We all have sinned. We all deserve punishment. We are all wicked because we have turned away from God from time to time. We choose to go against God's will. We don't like to think of ourselves as wicked. I can't remember the last time I heard anyone describe themselves as anything but a good person. Yet, we all sin. The good news of Christ challenges all of us to be forgiving to others as we are to ourselves. If we all described ourselves as good people, then we should be able to give others the benefit of the doubt and believe that they too are trying to be good people. When we gossip and try to trap people, we are not being good, we are being wicked. We are making the world a worse place. This goes for what we think in our head, because as Christ says in the gospel, nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Christ goes on to tell us not to worry when we are being mistreated. And he certainly followed his own preaching on that one all of the way to the cross. It should be the same for us. We should do our best to forgive and be understanding of others' faults, because we know we all have faults. We all sin. We all fall short. But through Christ, we can become holy. Through his sacrifice on the cross, we can be saved. If we can imitate Christ more closely, then it means that we will be forgiving of others and that we can suffer patiently while people try to trap us and lie about us and maybe even gossip about us. Ultimately, we can expect justice, but thank God we can also expect mercy from God, because if God was truly just, then we would all be condemned. But because God is merciful, he sent his Son into the world to die for our sins, and it's through his sacrifice that we are saved. If we want to taste that mercy here on earth, then we need to mirror our sacrifice in our daily lives and suffer patiently and be merciful to our enemies.